people who've been to the visitor centre have seen the empty grave, but it's quite hard to understand how the body was lying in it. People have seen the 3D printed skeleton, but that's not in the grave. So this brings all of that information together and allows people to really get to grips with how we found the king. And we'd taken enough photographs during the Richard III excavation of the skeleton in the ground that we could actually feed them into the software and produce this fantastic rotatable, fully immersive 3D model. It's whizzy, it's graphic, it's on the computer, it's going to be attractive to younger people. This is providing people with archaeological material that isn't often readily accessible because it's an archaeological excavation. It only ran for a couple of weeks, it's been recovered over.